Yesterday, of course, you'll remember a conversation we were having around this time about horror bosses, and it was sparked off by what's gone viral, but also conversations particularly around loss of loved ones and unsympathetic bosses. What to do? Shungu Mariti is an employment attorney, an employment law attorney at Mariti S Attorneys, and joins us now. Shungu, so thank you so much for talking to us. I understand you heard some of the conversation yesterday, so you've got the context. So many of the stories were really harrowing, unsympathetic bosses right down to abusive ones. But is it as easy as it sounds to say walk away?
It's not as easy to walk away because, you know, all of us have responsibilities. But the important thing to know is that you do have options and no one has to take anybody's crap, and that you do have the right to dignity and to have respect in the workplace as well.
I, of course, immediately thought of the CCMA yesterday as the many stories were coming out. But what do you do? What do you do if you've got an abusive boss, if you've got an unsympathetic boss, particularly when you're dealing with loss or grief? How do you deal with being victimized in the ways that we heard yesterday?
Okay, so I would say the first thing to do is to escalate it to your boss's boss, okay? So what you can do is that you can lodge a complaint. Most companies have what's called a grievance policy and procedure, and what that is just a way in which employees can say that, look, I'm experiencing this kind of behavior, harassment, or victimization. Can you please do something about it? And they have strict timelines about it. And if it's your boss who's doing it, it would be escalated to their boss. And the timelines are very strict in which to deal with it. And on the part of the employer, it's very important to take these complaints very seriously, because if they turn a blind eye, and especially if there's a pattern of this behavior, then they become complicit and they can be held vicariously liable for the actions of their employees or their senior managers. So that's what you would do, is you would lodge a grievance, complaint.
Often from the stories we were hearing, the employer is sometimes, particularly in smaller operations, the employer is often the owner of the business or has the ear of the business, or even at times the business seems unsympathetic to these complaints. How do you deal with that one?
Okay, so what you would do in that case is that you can refer a case to the CCMA. So if, for instance, the employment environment has become intolerable, right? The abuse or the harassment has gotten to the point where you cannot take it anymore. Right. You can resign, and that's what's considered a constructive dismissal. You'd refer that to the CCMA and they would conciliate it. Or sometimes what can happen is that an employee is dismissed as part of this harassment or bullying or victimization that's happening at the workplace. They can also refer that to the CCMA, or you can stay and you can still refer it as harassment. So the bullying is not defined in our law, but harassment is, and it's discrimination. So you could then refer that as an unfair discrimination matter if you decide to stay. So in all these cases, the CCMA can conciliate them. Unless it's sexual harassment, the next step would then be to approach the labor court. And then the...
Oh, no. Complete your thought there, Shungu. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So I was saying is that it would be then to approach the labor court. So if you've been dismissed, either constructively or you've been dismissed as part of the harassment and bullying, you'd refer an automatically unfair dismissal dispute because it's grounded in discrimination. And you could also refer an unfair discrimination dispute. If you decide to stay, it would then be an unfair discrimination dispute.
And of course, important always, where you can, keep a paper trail so you can back up what it is that you are claiming. Shungu Mariti, appreciate your time. Employment law attorney at Mariti S Attorneys.